This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven half the hour, you have found the web of excitement and hope and all that good stuff. The DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan and Kara Schindler is looking at my Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. A lot of farm stuff on there that I share with people. It's just fun. The people who see the other side of my life and the other realities of what goes on the farm is a neat picture, I thought, if I do say so myself. It's gotten a lot of thumbs up with me and Laura Banks, who does Your Hidden Power and is on this program once in a while, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We had dinner Sunday night on the lake in Mount Dora. What a neat little town. It isn't so little anymore. I remember first going down there. It's in central Florida. A little about 40 miles north and west of Orlando. And Ken's been there. He's he likes to refer to himself as Doc Hollywood because he was on his way to work at Cedars-Sinai, as a matter of fact, Jennifer. And he stopped in this little place after he'd finished working down in Miami, and he was driving through. And there was a need, something happened, there was some kind of emergency in the hospital, and call went out to doctors everywhere, so he went over there, and literally, he never left. It really is kind of an interesting, fascinating story about how, and I stayed at a bed and breakfast when I was there the other night, and the guy who ran the bed and breakfast wanted to know why I was, he greeted me and we had a nice chat, and he wanted to know why I was there, and I told him I was having my annual cardiological exam with Dr. Ken. And it happened that Dr. Ken's clinic is right around the corner from this guy's bed and breakfast. He said, oh, yeah, I never heard about him. He said, I can't get an appointment anywhere. I've got this problem. I'm short of breath, and I'm worried about it. And I said, okay, tomorrow morning when I go over there, come with me. So I brought him over, and bingo, and now he's all set. But it's amazing. Ken is an example of the modern-day doctor who has his own clinic, and, you know, it's like any other business, especially, you know, Jennifer, we reflect on how hard it is for our businesses to keep afloat. They're no different. Ken starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and he's still there. His last patient last night, I left, he spent an hour with me, and then he says, but I don't have time to spend any more time with you. I'll call you tomorrow night, because he had four people lined up in other offices, and he would go until his last appointment was 8 o'clock last night, which means he would never have gotten out of there until 10:30. And that's the way it is with these people who are dedicated to what they do. It just is pretty amazing. So also a posting at facebook.com/Doug Steffen. The question is, do you want to fast this Lent? The words of one of the popes, fast from hurting words and say kind things, fast from sadness and be filled with gratitude, fast from anger and be filled with patience. Fast from pessimism and be filled with hope. Fast from worries and have trust in God. Fast from complaints and contemplate simplicity. Fast from pressures and be prayerful. Fast from bitterness and fill your hearts with joy. Fast from selfishness and be compassionate to others. Fast from grudges and be reconciled. I think that may be one of the best ones there. Excuse me. Fast from words and be silent, so you can listen, which is a very important thing, tool for
anybody. Grudges? Else. Do you carry around grudges?
I don't. No, I don't. I've never had carried grudges. Do you? I don't know.
Commented. I don't like grudges.
People who do. I don't either. Yeah, really bad. And then there's a picture for those of you who've never seen a catfish. You might want to check that out at my website.
You seen a catfish?
Right.
Oh. Okay. Because the actual fish freaks me out.
No, there's a cat with a fish pole. I shouldn't give it away. You can go look at it. It's kind of fun. See, that's what I use my Facebook page for. I want people to sort of think be happy, smile, spread the stuff, the word around about the farm stuff. It's just, and by the way, congratulations to, I guess we're in the real spring spirit. I was noticing yesterday when I was driving to the airport, farmers are out planting stuff in Florida. Plenty warm down there. It was 75, 76 there yesterday. And driving from where Ken's place is along the highways to the airport, it's just nice to see stuff beginning to grow down there. And people are planting, even up here in my neck of the woods in New England, a lot of stuff growing in the greenhouses to get it prepped so that it can go out into the fields the end of April, the 1st of May. So it really is. It feels like spring is just around the corner. The equinox is early this year. It's the 19th. I don't know why. Why is that? I don't know if it's 2 days earlier than it usually is. Maybe I think leap year has something to do with it. Do you think that's true? Could it? It must have something to do with it.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, Jen, what's cooking? We have a say goodbye to Chris Matthews.
Leap year had nothing to do with this, I can tell you that. Leap year had nothing to do with Chris Matthews leaving, but on Monday, Chris Matthews took to MSNBC for the last time. He announced that the Hardball on Monday night would be his last. He said, quote, "After my conversation with NBC, I decided tonight will be my last Hardball."
Baloney. I tell you, he got fired.
Right. I'll tell you why. The younger generations are ready to take the reins. Now, this came after a bad series of about 10 days for Chris Matthews, who really shocked everybody by saying he was leaving. It didn't shock me, because the politically correct culture always comes back to get you. And you know what? Probably rightly so in this case.
He dug his own hole.
This isn't politically correct. This is just correct. There's a big difference.
No, believe me, and I think that he probably had this one coming, but in the last 10 days, he's had three big things happen. One of them was that a woman wrote an article, an op-ed for GQ, accusing Chris Matthews of making inappropriate comments about her and her appearance. Then he also, I think the first, was saying that he equated Bernie Sanders fans to the Nazi invasion of France. That was a problem. And then if he didn't need a cherry on top, he mistook Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, for another black man running for Congress. And
hi, Chuck.
So those were the
That's
that was the trifecta.
All right. That's like Biden on Sunday after he'd been with Chuck, that boob over Meet the President over with Chris Matthews. I mean, with Chris.
With Chuck Wallace.
Chuck.
I'm sorry, with Chris Wallace. Chris, now I'm saying Chuck. Chris Wallace.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
And he called him Chuck, which, okay, maybe we give him a pass for, but last night, or a couple nights ago, actually, before Super Tuesday, at his rally in Texas, he said to the crowd that he was looking forward, he was the only one who could beat Ronald Reagan. So... Joe Biden's got lots of issues to deal with about knowing where he is, who he is, what he's running for, who he's running against. But in any case, MSNBC has split with Chris Matthews. He'll probably go into retirement, I'd imagine. He's battling cancer, I think, according to my mom. I guess he's got a pretty bad case of cancer. And so that's ongoing for him. So the question is, who will replace him? My money would be on Shepard Smith, who is just about ready to come out of contract with Fox News after being off for about 6 months. I have a feeling he's probably going to take that position.
That's a very interesting.
I think that's why MSNBC quickly let him go, because I think they probably had plans for Shepard Smith anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, that's very interesting. Good. All right, so we got that. As long as we're talking about personalities, the great Alex Villanueva, who's the county sheriff in Los Angeles, one of the other boobs, the real boobs of law enforcement, I'm not sure, Jennifer, whether I think he's responsible for the crash photos of Kobe being distributed, or he's trying to put a stop to it now that he's embarrassed because some of his officers spread him around.
It's eight different deputies are involved in this now. So
I don't think it was him personally, but certainly he bears responsibility when his sheriffs and his department are showing around pictures of the crash scene with Kobe Bryant in it.
So what do they do to him, or what do they do to the sheriff? What do they do?
I don't know how big that police force is there in Calabasas.
It's too big. It's too many police.
Not huge, though. Calabasas Sheriff's Department, it's fine. I mean, it's probably the right size for the community. That's a growing community. But they have taken action before. There was a photo, if you remember, of Rihanna's face the night that she was beaten up by Chris Brown.
And it ended
up on TMZ. A Los Angeles police officer was actually fired for taking that and distributing it. So there is precedent set that if they are able to figure out exactly what path this photo took, then they probably will see some people get fired. And especially with the attention that was brought to it by Vanessa Bryan, who called them out directly, I think there will be a lot of pressure on them to take action.
Speaking of firing, I thought this is pretty interesting. The organizers of the Grammy Awards said that they fired the chief executive. They had placed on administrative leave. The lady's name is Deborah Dugan. She was placed on leave 5 months after taking the job as the first female president, pledging to bring more diversity to the body. The board called an unspecified allegation of misconduct against her. But it's apparently
isn't she suing them though? I think that was for I don't
sexual.
Know. For,
it's a yeah. sexual sort of thing. I know that discrimination,
yeah.
sexual harassment, corruption, conflicts of interest. I think she uncovered. I think they're trying to trump up stuff, if you'll pardon the pun, against her because she found some real
yeah.
bad stuff going on there. It's not unlike what happens in some other circumstances where people. Go in. I know a guy who's a friend of mine who runs a car dealership, and the boss was just fired because the people that own the dealership found he was stealing, like, you know, every way but south. And, you know, this happens. Sometimes these people get into these positions, and they can really become ripoff artists. So she found somebody from the higher-ups, and so they're trying to get rid of her. It's pretty messy. But it just sure is more of the corporate stuff that gets sticky. The latest DJV podcast at djvshow.com. In it, we separate the fact from the fiction about the coronavirus and what you ought to be doing to protect yourself. And then there's a politician podcast announcement, a new company offering to clone your dog for a huge price tag if you want to. Hear at least the story behind the story there. You didn't catch it here. Get it on the podcast. And then we talked through the Barbara Corcoran thing. God love her. She got her money back. That's good. Smart stuff. If you're a Diet Coke fan, you should stock up now. that story is revealed. And we
actually, I would also say it's probably a great time to detox from Diet Coke because it yeah. makes you gain weight. Everybody knows mm-hmm. Diet Coke and Diet Soda and all those fake stuff. It makes
nonsense.
You gain weight. It triggers
exactly.
your body to hold on to fat. So
yep.
I don't know why anybody thinks that it should be called diet.
It ought not to be. It's a misnomer. Anyway, if you want to figure out what's going on, you don't have time to listen to everything as we do the program live every day. We have this review for you, the DJV podcast. Subscribe to the podcast on the Apple Podcast app, and you can get it in lots of other places. You go to the djvshow.com, just click on there's a listen button there that you can pick up things, and iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and Google Play, Google Podcast, iHeart, TuneIn Radio, it's all there. And facebook.com/djvshow is also how you can follow us. It's, what is it, 19 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
A smart investment for your business.
Right now at Staples, you can earn 25% back in rewards when you buy $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
So you stock up on ink and earn big rewards that can come in handy for your business.
But hurry, this 25% back in rewards offer is good this week only.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 3/7/20, exclusions apply. See store or staples.com/25 and rewards for details.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
At 23 and change after here on the music portion of this hour of the DJV show, announcing she'll play a free concert called Fight On in Australia in the town of Bright. Concert for firefighters, their families, and affected communities. It'll be a week from Wednesday. Perry is due to arrive in Australia in the coming days for pre-game and post-match performances at the Women's T20 World Cup Cricket Finals weekend. She said, quote, as a native Southern Californian, I know firsthand the devastation of wildfire across my home communities and was particularly heartbroken by the brush fires in Australia. Australia has always given me so much love and support, so Fight On is one way to return that love and help provide a bit of joy for the country that's given me so much joy. Victorian Minister for Tourism, Sport and Major Events, Martin Fakula, said, quote, we're thrilled that Katie is extending her trip to perform in regional Victoria. It'll be incredibly exciting for communities which have had a real tough summer and recognize the outstanding efforts of our emergency services. Remember, summer down there is winter up here. So it's summer there now. Tickets to the show being distributed to local emergency services who help protect lives and property during the bushfire crisis. Isn't she one of the judges on American Idol?
Yeah, that's all the taped stuff. They won't go live for probably another month or so.
Really? So it's all
they taped it in like. Yeah. I think they taped it in November, if I remember right.
Really? Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, one of the guys on my show in LA worked on the show for a while when it was.
Yeah. Yeah. What, doing voices?
No, just kind of PA stuff. No, not that one.
Yeah, not that.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah. All right, 26 after the hour here on the DJV program. There's a big to-do about songs that rip off different sorts of music. And the current issue is with some songs that rip off classical music pieces. So here is a well-known classical. This happens to be one of my favorite classical pieces, as a matter of fact. Canon in D from Pachelbel. You can't do anything about it because these are public domain tunes, but it's just interesting to see how close they are So you've heard Canon in D, the piece, that's the classical piece. Listen to Maroon 5's Memories. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back memories. It's the exact same music with words. Here's Green Day's Basket Case.
Yeah, this one, not as close sounding, but it's the same chord progression.
Yes, rock. Yeah, good job, Sarah. All right, Pet Shop Boys, Go West. Listen to the chord progression here. This is actually a pretty good song. I never realized, knowing the song, where it came from. Here's another example. Jean-Paul Martini's Plaisir d'Amour versus Elvis's Can't Help Falling in Love. Taken exactly. This is one of the great Elvis tunes, too, by the way. I never realized that's where this came from. Man. Only fools
rush in. All right. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A massive tornado striking the Nashville, Tennessee area overnight. The Metro Nashville Police Department says at least two people have been killed from it. The National Weather Service says the tornado was on the ground at 12:55 local time this morning. More details as they become available. Super Tuesday is here. Voters in 14 states heading to the polls today. Democratic presidential frontrunner Bernie Sanders expected to do well. Former VP Joe Biden now has new momentum after a big win in Saturday's South Carolina primary. Meanwhile, Amy Klobuchar has dropped out of the race, throwing her support to Joe Biden. She made the announcement at a rally last night.
Today, I am ending my campaign and endorsing Joe Biden for president.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Messing around here at 34 after the hour, the healthiest program on the radio in many different ways, leading the charge to thinking about things rationally here. Hopefully that's an advantage to those of you who are trying to find a way to get happy and get away from some of the stuff that gets dropped on our head every day. A fit place to be, a better place to be, the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the focus on this tobacco, the vaping. Isn't just vaping, though, I don't think. Is it, Victoria?
Yeah,
is it,
the e-cigarettes.
Is it all about? It's just vaping. So explain what the government wants to do, or at least what the House wants us to do.
Yeah, the House passed a bill that bans the sale of all flavored tobacco products in an attempt to curb, obviously, the teenage e-cigarette use, which is just really bad right now. The bill passed 213 to 195, and it would prevent flavored products like vape cartridges and menthol cigarettes from being sold. This is actually different from what on the national level has happened. The Trump administration in January restricted some of the sweet and fruity tobacco flavor additives. The rules did not apply, though, to disposable cigarettes or other vaping devices. So it was kind of like a half-ass bill. And so that's why the House took it on and wanted to do their own version of it. This bans, including menthol, this gets rid of all of the flavored cartridges. And it also imposes a new tax on nicotine It restricts the marketing for vaping devices, which all that marketing really just goes right towards kids. It's aimed at kids.
Yeah.
The recent study from a recent government study found that 1 in 4 high school students has used a tobacco product in the last month. So that's not great. And opponents of the bill argue that Congress had recently raised the legal age to buy the tobacco products from 18 to 21. So they didn't think anything needed to be done more, but I don't know. For me personally, I agree that I think all these flavored products, they're not good for adults either. They're not good for anybody. They're good for the tobacco companies to make a profit on death. And that's pretty much all it is. So I don't know. It's probably not going to get passed in the Senate.
The tobacco companies are nothing but death.
Right.
They're
death. Well, Mitch McConnell, sits on all these bills and he doesn't allow anything to even go to the Senate. So who knows? Yeah. This bill will probably sit there. Like all the other stuff that he has.
But does it create a black market that is more dangerous?
Yes.
I mean, think about all the people that are dying.
No, there's
from
already
the cigarettes.
A black market for it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Does it make it worse though? Because the e-cigarettes already are the ones that have the marijuana in them that are using vitamin E oil. That's what's causing people to get sick and die. And those aren't necessarily ones that are being made and mass distributed. So I don't know. It's tough. Believe me, I'm not a proponent of anything because I don't smoke anything. Just can't and don't, but it doesn't make it worse.
Smoking
right.
Smoking is so gross.
But I've seen so many kids who are clearly in high school, in every bodega and 7-Eleven in New York and here in New Jersey. The kids walk in, they get the Juul pods, the flavored stuff, and they walk right out. No, they don't get carded. It's so easy right now to buy this stuff in all these convenient markets and like mini marts along, you know, truck stops and things like that. If that stuff is off the shelf, yeah, you could make an argument that it's probably going to create maybe more of a black market, but I don't know. I still think right now it's so easily accessible the kids aren't even using a black market. It's just it's way too easy for kids to get it.
Speaking about death, couple of folks passing away in the last 24 hours or so, worthy of note, Jack Welch, who is one of the most charismatic leaders of businesses, ran General Electric through the 20 years of its greatest success, passed away at the age of 84. He was the CEO of GE starting in 1981. He retired in 2001. He became really kind of larger than life on the talk circuit. He would go out in the business world and do lectures very widely, well received. He was made at Fortune magazine, named him the manager of the century, massively increased the scope of financial might of GE. He really was. General Motors, General Electric fell apart when he left. General Electric is nothing today as it was. They had to sell off after he left. They had to raise cash, so they sold off their financial services unit, which was the most profitable, in order to just even keep the company going. Market value of the stock rose from, listen to this, when he took over in 1981, General Electric was worth $14 billion on the stock market. When he retired in 2001, its market value was $400 billion. That's an increase in value of 2,700%. Unheard of before that and after that.
Do you think GE has all... Okay, so forget who they are today. But before, historically, my grandmother, my mom's mom, worked for GE and used to actually work with Reagan when Reagan would come to town. We always joked that Reagan was my mom's real dad because she didn't really look like anybody else in her family. But my grandmother was the secretary to the former president of GE back in the 50s and 60s. So I don't know if I just give it special attention because of that. But did they always have kind of charismatic leaders through this person, do you
think?
There
was one other charismatic, but I'm struggling to remember his name.
It just feels like they were one of those companies that had, like,
they were.
Good
they attracted
sort of.
Good
yeah.
people to lead them. And then when the good people went away, it shows you how important. That's why I wonder about Disney, frankly, because Iger had such a strong impact. He was better. They've had good leadership, but they haven't had great leadership. He was a great leader. And a lot of business schools use his performances as examples of, you know, how to run your business. But GE has struggled in recent years, selling off a lot of different companies that they had, deep cuts in the number of employees they had. So it's, but the leadership makes all the difference in the world. It really does. Also passing away is James Lipton, who was the host of the Inside the Actors Studio show. What a fabulously introspective way he took himself out of the limelight. He was just, he was good because he was quiet. He would ask a question. He'd look at the youngsters who were in the audience because he was a professor. It was really a drama. He was from the drama school. The Actors Studio was a part of what major university?
Part of the New School.
The New School. That's right.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. Yep. Yep. 20 years. He was a very important pop culture figure, 93 years old. He started the program in 1994, conducting one-on-one discussions with actors in front of audiences of students. It was kind of a collaborative effort between the Actors Studio and the New School. Offered degrees. He became the dean of the school, which offered degrees in acting. The showcase of the acting craft attracted all kinds of people who were so well-known. Paul Newman, Barbara Streisand, Meryl Streep, Dustin Hoffman, Robin Williams, Anthony Hopkins. I remember watching it one night when Gene Hackman was on. It was fascinating.
He was such a wonderful interviewer. And one of my favorite episodes is, I forget who was, it might have been Paul Newman on the stage being interviewed, and Bradley Cooper was in the front row as a student. And then years later, he went back as the guest, and they played the clip of him asking a question. I'm pretty sure it was Paul Newman. But, it was just really cool, and a lot of great actors have gone through that program. Yeah.
He actually started as an actor on the soap opera The Guiding Light back in the 1950s. And then he became the writer for The Guiding Light. He went on to write for other soaps as well. He's the head writer for Another World, wrote and produced shows on Broadway. A very talented guy and very soft sell. In the late 70s, he produced TV specials featuring Bob Hope, amongst others. Best known, though, for his role in Inside the Actors Studio, which continued until 2018 on Bravo. It was nominated for 20 Emmys during his run. Actors Studio, founded by Ilya Kazan as a workshop for artists. So it's done a lot for a lot of people who are very thankful for having had that exposure, in fact. So sad. 93, a good life. He never really looked too healthy to me anyway.
I always feel like he just never aged. When I found out that he was in his 90s when he retired, I couldn't believe that he was that old.
I think that's true. But I always, maybe diminutive is the word for it, Victoria. He just seemed like he was bigger than life, but he presented himself as being smaller.
He was fancy. He always looked fancy to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't picture him on a soap opera.
No, I know.
I love that, actually.
I didn't know that until his bio came out, and sort of everyone's writing about his career. I had no idea he was a soap actor, which seems to kind of fly in the face of his method acting and everything. Mm-hmm. But, it would have been interesting.
Yeah. Listen, we all have various things in our background that maybe people wouldn't suspect.
How many wonderful people started in soap operas? Because it is hard. Yeah. You have to do it every single day and memorize dialogue.
All that stuff, Well, I think with some of them, they tell you that they became so ingrained in the role, they didn't really need a script because they knew.
they became their character.
Just,
yeah.
Exactly. They just were themselves. As a lot of the soap operas transpire. They shoot five or six of them in a day. They just, go on and on and on and on and on. Pretty interesting. Great sort of part of Americana that's pretty much gone now. The coronavirus is our focus with Dr. Ken in the latest episode from his perspective of Good Day Health. This is another good listen. Dr. Ken, one of our fabulous contributors here, he and Dr. Jack Stockwell have their focus on the corona. And this is an update of that, Kazintite. He was the first person...
dropped my water bottle. Scared me to death, by the way.
That made me jump, like my heart
I was trying to drink some water, and whammo.
Okay, there it is.
You're lucky I didn't scream. I was really scared.
Okay, so much for promoting Dr. Ken. If you want to find out,
good news is you'll have to treat me for the heart attack.
Yeah, mine too. He's got two more patients.
Well, anyway, he offers some thoughtful and provocative overviews of the coronavirus and how you can protect yourself. Maybe that's it. First person info from Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the most recent Good Day Health show at gooddayhealthshow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Noda. Between schoolwork, jobs, and extracurricular activities, teenagers lead busy lives too. Teens may have a harder time getting the sleep they need to learn and be healthy, and one culprit is the nighttime use of cell phones.
The content of what they are viewing on the cell phone might be activating or exciting. The other issue is that the light by itself, from the light from the electronic device, might suppress melatonin secretion, and melatonin rise in the bloodstream facilitates sleep onset. So, I mean, if you have light, then the melatonin gets shut down.
Pediatric neurologist Dr. Suresh Kodigal says light in the morning, however, has a positive effect.
A flood of light in the morning has a mentally activating quality to it. So I think exposure in the morning to that, exposure sunlight, light exercise, warm shower, all of these are alerting activities and they should happen in the morning.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, you're going to love this one. The Staten Island St. Patrick's Day Parade. You know, St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner. Parade starting on the weekends. The parade has faced criticism for its exclusion of minority groups, LGBTQ groups. And now they have a lot of heat because they banned a local beauty pageant winner from marching just hours after she came out as a bisexual. She was Miss Staten Island. I knew this would get you, Victoria.
The Catholic Church still tries to run the parade, and that's
why it's the same controversial
Patrick's
Day, the
New
Catholic
York.
Thing, right? Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, she says, "I'm proud of the community I'm from. I'm proud to be Miss Staten Island. I still want to be part of the tradition, but I'm not going to hide who I am. And why should she? Under the circumstances, no reason at all, other than small-minded." I watched the new Pope last night. That's quite a show, by the way. If you haven't seen it, oof, 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Medical time continues is always a focus on your health and well-being, especially with all the controversy about coronavirus, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we're not going to focus on that right now with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I think we've had enough of that for a while. Let's talk about you and your attempts to lose weight, which is also a familiar discussion on this program because one of our sponsors, Calitrin, is big into helping people lose weight. And it's interesting because the product is best used, Jack, as you know, just before you go to bed.
Yes, yes.
And so the theme of your research focuses on losing weight and getting enough rest, sort of goes hand in hand. So how does it work? Why do you need to get a good night's rest?
Well, you know, according to the National Institute of Diabetes, Digestive, and Kidney Disease, one in three adults now are considered obese.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I was researching this out of the International Journal of Obesity, it's never occurred to me before until I stumbled across this, but both sleep and sleep variability, in other words, constant interruptions, like you're sleeping next to a subway track or something, can hinder your ability to lose weight. So in the study, it was done by thousands of people in Spain, no less, and they found out that adults need at least 7 hours of uninterrupted sleep in order to stay healthy and to feel rested. And without those two components, people who normally, they were compared to another group who just, you know, slept without any problems whatsoever. Same diets over the same period of time. People that got 7 hours of uninterrupted sleep lost weight to a significant amount, more so than those who are just constantly up, insomniacs. Now, this is not, you know, if you have to get up two or three times a night to go pee, and you're back to sleep within a minute, that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about people who are up for several minutes to an hour at a time before they can go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously interrupts the ability to lose weight.
Yeah. All right. So then how do we make sure it's easy enough to, when you go to bed, you can't just say, oh, I got to go to bed. I got to work on going to sleep. What are the best ways of going, of getting into the rest mode? What do you do to ensure? I've never had, once in a blue moon, I might not go right to sleep, but I'm usually 30, 40 seconds after I hit the pillow, I'm gonzo.
Yeah.
And so there's very thankful.
Either you've either physiologically trained yourself to do that, or you go to bed exhausted. And a lot of people...
Maybe a little of both.
Yeah, well, that could be. But people who are just simply exhausted at the end of the day have no trouble falling asleep. Now, the experts tell us it should take you 10 to 20 minutes to fall asleep.
Really?
I'm just like you. Mary says you can't finish a sentence once your head hits the pillow.
Right.
Gonzo.
Now, one of the things you and I have talked about when we've worried about my, or concerned ourselves with my restless leg, is that if I have it, if I haven't taken... from Standard Process, there's a product called Cataplex F.
Yes, Cataplex F.
Whatever that has in it, you've explained it and I've forgotten what it is. But what it does is somehow go to work on my, whatever is the nervous system or whatever it is that gives you the restless leg syndrome and stops it. But if I go to sleep and I haven't taken that, I don't know if it's psychological or not, I won't go to sleep until I take this stuff.
No, what happens very simply is, unless there's enough calcium diffused into the muscle tissue, it can't contract properly, it can't relax properly. And that's what Cataplex F does. It has certain fatty acid components that push calcium out of the bloodstream deep into the muscle tissue so the muscles can naturally relax just as much as they did when you were a child. Cataplex F.
There it is. Standard Process. You can get it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I think there's an echo in here. Here, speaking of echoes, let's underscore the value of Calitrin. Better health when you get better rest, and you're in better health when you lose the weight and you keep it off. Inch by inch, you can lose the weight. Pound by pound, you lose the weight and keep it off. It is better all the way around. You get better digestion. So safe because it's all natural. Main ingredients are collagen protein and aloe vera. And with an 86% success rate, how can you argue with that? It's so easy. It's so simple. It's so gentle. Go to Calitrin.com. And get the product, get six bottles. That'll take you through the course for 6 months. Use a bottle a month, and you get $20 off each of the bottles using the DJV code. It's so good. It's a friendly way to lose the weight. Really, it is. Better health, better you, a better lighter than you are right now. Calitrin.com, code DJV. Get on the program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.